Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Women of Honor, live on Tri-Family Channel, hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black. This endeavor seeks participants to be on our show as guests and contributors to the ongoing call for submissions via Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor 2 anthology, while we discuss the phenomenal life lessons and struggles of overcomers that tie into our strength therein. We are honoring the women who made an impact upon our lives. Today's guest speaker, Carla J. Curtis, with a whole bunch of letters after her name, y'all. She'll tell you what that is. I'll tell you a little bit about her. Carla J. Curtis, LCPC, CADC, is an author, blogger, and private practice therapist. Carla's Christian motivational books include A Single Woman's Parenting Journey, Survival Tidbits, A Date with Jesus, A Woman's Guide to a Closer Relationship with the Lord, Grip the Rope, Prayers for Single Mothers, and the contemporary short story, The Blessings of Snowflakes. She enjoys spending time with her family and friends when she is not controlling or running her private practice. And I would also like to add that I am so honored to say that she is a woman of honor and a contributor to our third anthology with her submission, The Power of A Mother's Love. And so without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, live on Family Channel's Women of Honor, in honor of the anthology that we are culminating for our second installation, please help me welcome Carla Curtis. Hello, Queen. How are you?
Hey, Queen. How are you doing? I'm blessed. Glad to be here. I consider it an honor.
Thank you so much. Well, I consider it an honor to have you not only being on the show, but being a supportive contributor to Gumbo for the Soul Publications and a core contributor, might I add. And that's why I wanted to have you come on the show, because we have extended the guidelines. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in submitting to our anthologies, the guidelines have been extended through 2022. And we're not blaming everything on COVID. That's why I have to try something new, because as people of color, we don't run our mouths when it comes to our health and wellness. And we don't run to every medical practitioner out there, because there is a stigma with that. And I am hoping with our guests to break that stigma, at least by communicating and welcoming your participation. So, Carla, thank you once again for your support as a core contributor, which means that she has it into the production of the book, ladies and gentlemen. And she has also come back for another savory helping of this gumbo, because she is a two-time contributor now. And I want to first ask you, how are you doing this evening, Queen? What part of the world are we talking to you from?
I'm doing fabulous. You're talking to me. I am outside of Chicago, Illinois. I am in my office in Bloomingdale, Illinois.
Well, all right then. Chicago, the godfather of vocal groups, Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights, just left Chicago. And we're both now in Vegas, and we have a show on here. He will be honored in Men of Honor. So we want to shout out to the men that may be listening as well. We haven't forgotten you. On our website, gumbofortheSoulInternational.com, you will find the calls for submissions updated. Click on the announcements tab, or just scroll down to the bottom. Either or, but if you click on announcements, you will read where we have extended, and the PSA is there. So, Carla, thank you so much, being that you're calling from the Midwest, outside of Chicago. I'm on the West Coast, so it's a little earlier here. But I, once again, want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show. And we're just going to talk about the women that have made an impact in our lives.
Okay.
We're honoring those. We can talk about our kinships and our friendships. Now, we were in the green room, and I mentioned that I would answer your question on the air. So I'm going to start there because I would not be on the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen, had it not been for Sarah Rachel Berry, a.k.a. author Lady Serenity, a poet and author. You can find her books online on Amazon. She has passed on to be with our God, and she will be honored in the upcoming anthology, Women of Honor, the second installation. Carla asked me, or Carla remembers that we were on the air before. And I want to thank you for that participation and those fond memories. When Sarah was called home, it was due to her battle with cancer. And it was a short but hard-fought battle. She believed in, you know, natural remedies and really approached it from a standpoint of herbs and wellness and things that can be implemented with prevention as well. And she did show pleasing results, but of course we know that if you're at different stages of cancer, then you can be overcome. My mother went home to be with the Lord. My father went home to be with the Lord. My sister went home to be with the Lord. And Sarah Rachel Berry went home to be with the Lord from this ailment that we call cancer and different forms of it. So we honor them, we honor their memories, and I would not be on the air, Carla, had it not been for Rachel. Rachel and I never met in person. She was in Virginia Beach and I in California. She called me one day. She reached out. She wanted to interview me on her radio platform. And we didn't know each other at that time. And I agreed to interview, and we spoke every day from then on. I wanted a radio show, and she agreed to host and engineer the radio show, Gumbo for the Soul Radio, and she set the standard and did a phenomenal job of excellence and just pure service from the heart. And we became sisters in spirit. We held each other accountable to our daily business practices and our grind. And, you know, it was very inspiring to have her locked in arms with me and likewise. And I am still in touch with her family. Her daughter is my niece. Her granddaughter that she will only meet in spirit will be 2 years old in 8 days, and that is my great-niece, Kalia. And so we became very close. So when God called her home, I went off the air, but I had told her about the creation of Tribe Family Channel. So now you are on. If this were a split screen, you are on two different shows. You were on Gumbo for the Soul, but now you're on Tribe Family Channel, same entity, but hosted by Rachel Berry Pryor. So thank you for allowing me to share her memory with you on air, and just she meant so much to me. Like I said, I wouldn't be on the air without her, and she went home to be with the Lord January 13th, 2012, and I went off the air. I went off the air, excuse me, 2013. I went off the air. I just couldn't do it. I didn't know what moves to make, you know. And ironically, my birth sister went home March 2nd, the same year. So I was hit with a double whammy within 2 months apart, and I was shook to the core. But, baby, I am here to honor their legacies because they did it. And I can look back on the roses that they shared along the way and the gems that they dropped, the mantras that they spoke with truth and power, and I still use them to this day. And those will be published in Women of Honor 2, the second installment. So thank you for allowing me to share. Now I would like for you to share about one person that's not related to you, since that's where you kind of set the tone for me to start. Someone that is that special friendship that has made an impact in your life. And then we can talk about those kinships also.
Got a handful of women that have blessed me. I'm going to mention a former pastor of mine from a couple of decades ago, Reverend Barbara Y. Glenn. She's now in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I used to be a member of her church years ago, and she is definitely a phenomenal person, phenomenal minister, and just very inspiring. And to this day, I just remember all of the words of wisdom that she gave to me. And I was at that church during some difficult times in my life, but how she always encouraged me to reach for the stars and whatever goals that I have. So definitely want to, you know, honor her. She just retired, I think, in the last year or so from AME Church as a pastor. She was the main pastor, and her husband was the assistant pastor, and he was wonderful as well. So, yeah, so she definitely, you know, because of people like her, I'm where I am today. So, Reverend Barbara Glenn.
All right. You know, and when you have women such as the pastor that you are speaking of, that instill the words in you to turn that light on, you know, because as we're being mentored or being raised, whatever the case is, we're watching, we're observing, and words can really go deep, you know, whichever side of that sword you're using. You can really impact someone's life, not by being preachy, not by being teachy, but simply by exemplifying. The old folks said, used to say, I can show you better than I can tell you. See, and when people set examples, and so it sounds like she set an example. And, you know, in setting an example, you are really instilling values in a person's life because they're watching you, whether you are walking out this example. Your words are one thing, but your actions are another. And there's nothing more beautiful than when they both line up.
Absolutely.
Yes. So now, in the first installation of Gumbo for the Soul Women of Honor, special pink edition, ladies and gentlemen, compiled by yours truly, Beverly Black Johnson, forward by Cynthia St. James, world-renowned fine artist. She is our official book cover artist, and her work is simply beautiful. Carla, The Power of a Mother's Love on page 49 was your submission. Tell us, I got the book right here now. You know I'm gumbo for the soul. I got the book. Now, I want to know about the power of a mother's love. You know, everyone does not always bond with their mother. Some bond with their father. Some bond with foster families and what have you. But you have the power of a mother's love, and that sounds like a bond. Tell us about that beautiful bond.
Well, my mother has gone on to be with the Lord. She's been gone 6 years now, but we definitely had a bond, a close bond. I mean, everything wasn't always easy. We had our tough times as well. But when I wrote The Power of a Mother's Love, I wrote that at a time when she had just gotten diagnosed the first time with breast cancer. And I was approached by the editor at that time to see if I was willing to butchon. And, you know, I prayed about it, and I was led to write because I was very emotional at that time after finding out that she had the breast cancer. And so writing is therapeutic for me. So I answered yes, and I just started, you know, writing down, you know, what would I write about. And I thought about my mother's love during the time that she told me when she, about the diagnosis, and how I immediately broke down and she was trying to comfort me. And I was on my way home from work, and I had to pull over. I just was a basket case. But she just, you know, kept telling me it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. And so when I thought about that moment, I said, you know, that is a reflection of the power of a mother's love, because even in that, with that type of diagnosis, she was still comforting me. So I wanted to honor her with that. And if you knew my mom, she was very private. And so I wrote it, and then I showed it to her to get her approval, and she smiled. She was pleased. And so I thank God that I was able to, you know, to do that before she passed away years later. So that's how that story came up.
Well, we thank God for her and the honoring of her memory here today on Tribe Family Channel, Women of Honor. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, Beverly Black, a.k.a. Beverly Black Johnson, here with my guest, Carla Curtis, and those endearing words about her mother from our first installation of Women of Honor, Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, Special Pink Edition. I'm going to take you off of speakerphone. I have a habit of, when I'm holding the phone, of having my hand over the speaker, and that may have happened. So I'm going to hold the phone in my hand. But I, so when I think back on my spirit sister, again, Sarah Rachel Gary, a.k.a. author, Lady Serenity, and the reason why I ever made on Blog Talk Radio airwaves, when she first told me about her diagnosis, I was shook. I mean, you just, it takes your breath. You know, these are the last words you expect to hear when someone has something to tell you. And, you know, of course, you don't know at what point they are in the diagnosis, whether it's, you know, the beginning, stage one, two, three, four. And so it is one of those shakable moments in one's life. And then it's also a moment of pure reality when you really realize the sum total of someone's love for you and your love for them. And that was the defining moment, is when you realize, you know, how much you care about someone and how much they care about you, and you're walking on that journey with them, and you're there for the entire journey. And so we know that everything is in God's hands, you know, no matter how that journey plays out, we continue to walk in power and in strength because of the very example that you were talking about when you said your mother was comforting you, because she wanted to know that you're all right. She has raised you strong. And unlike you, I had ups and downs with my mother. I don't know anyone that can sit with a straight face and actually testify that they've had nothing but pure joy in their relationships. I don't care who it is. If you try to tell me that, guess what? I'm going to have to shut all that down, because relationships are, you know, they're that ebb and flow.
Yep, that can be complex.
They are complex, and the more you care about somebody, the more complex it can be, because you're in their business.
Absolutely.
You got something to say. You know, so, but we're going to pause for the calls, take a quick commercial. I want you to hear from some of our sponsors that have services to offer to the authors and the writers out there, whether you're novice or experienced multiple times over, like our guest here, Carla J. Curtis, who has a multitude of motivational books, guides, speaking on relationships, on being single as a mother, parenting, survival tidbits, everything. Tune back in when you have come to the end of your evening. This show will be archived, and you can loop it back and find out so much more. It's always good the second time around. All right, we're going to take that break. We'll be right back live on Women of Honor Tribe Family Channel.
I know building a website can be intimidating, but you need a place where your audience can connect with you. Instead of fighting with technology, try the easiest, most flexible website builder available. With templates for all types of websites, ranging from landing pages to e-commerce, Urban Book Editor's platform makes creating an author website quick and easy. Just add a section, upload your photos and videos, type your text, and you're in business. It couldn't be easier. And if you sign up for an annual plan, you can get 10% off the first year. Just use discount code FIRSTYEAR. That's 1-STYEAR. The number 1-STYEAR in all caps. Take advantage of the 14-day free trial. No credit card is needed. Visit urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website from the menu bar at the top of the page. No more struggling with technology. No more paying a small fortune to developers. Create beautiful websites without learning to code. Spend more time writing and less time worrying about your website. Just go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website. You'll see how easy it is to build a great website to showcase your work. Go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website today.
All right, welcome back live on Tribe Family Channel's Women of Honor, where we endeavor to seek your participation as a guest or a contributor to the ongoing call for submissions via Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor 2, our second installation. Please visit www.gumboforthesoulinternational.com for our open calls for submissions. You can hit the announcements tab, or you can scroll down on that first page. There are two ways to reach the downloadable PDF form. Please invite your family and friends to tune in, to join in, to write in. But we are employing to break the stigma about health and wellness, especially with people of color. We welcome all people to submit. However, I'm a woman of color, so I have to address what affects me and my family. And those around me can choose the same or whatever's indifferent. But we definitely want to hear from you and to know about what overcoming challenges or what challenges you've overcome or those in your life may have overcome or struggled with, and what types of ideas, what types of approaches, what types of either herbal remedies or what types of preventative measures that were taken where your health mattered and you made a difference. We're our own physicians, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing a doctor asks is, what's wrong? They don't know. They're going to start from
right.
your baseline, take your vitals. You have to get to know your own body for yourself. That way, when they start trying to prescribe you all the Frankenstein pills that are on the shelves, you can determine for yourself what is best for you. But there are so many natural ways that we can stay healthy. For instance, if we want to strengthen our bones, we can ingest more celery.
Mm.
It is yep. amazing at some of the things that are out there. I know everybody talks about apple cider vinegar. Well, yes, that too. But did you know you could raise the pH levels in your body by ingesting baking soda on a regular basis to what? Create an environment that is resistant to cancer. So, of course, the medical industry doesn't want you to know any of the simple remedies that our forefathers and mothers knew of, because if that were the case, you wouldn't be coming to them. It's a revolving door, and once you're in that loop, you are in that loop, because one medication is needed to prevent the side effects of another and another and another and another. And I'm just going to keep it real, because I am an advocate for health and wellness, and I would rather see, of course, a person take their doctor's advice, but I also want people to be cognizant about their own bodies. So I'm just imploring that we get over the stigmas of even having the conversation, and let's start coming to the table and having the discussion so that we can then put it in a book, put it in your own memoir, or contribute to other anthologies that focus on health and wellness. Start your own series. But I'm just encouraging. It doesn't have to be Gumbo for the Soul. It can be your own soul. But just let's do this. Please, let's just do this so that we can overcome statistics and stigmas. Now, back to my guest, Carla J. Curtis. Let's talk about some of the other gems that you have collected along the way, perhaps a mantra that was spoken to you that planted down in your heart. I have a few, and also, you know, some life principles that were instilled in me by my grandmother, my mother, my sisters, the women that raised me, the men that raised me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hold them dear because they are actually, quote unquote, a proverb, if you will, for living.
Yeah.
So what are some of the mantras or quote unquote proverbs that you've applied to your own life?
I know one is, I was told years ago, actually by Reverend Glenn and her husband, stop always being available for other people. You know, make time, you know, for yourself. Because I was one, somebody called, jumped to the phone, you know, no matter what I was doing. So I remember that. It's like, they're right. You just got to, you can't always be available all the time for other people. That's one thing that I definitely, yeah, I had to remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's one. I'm trying to think of another one.
Well, while you're thinking of another one, let's talk about that one.
Ooh, okay.
That is so powerful. And then to hear that it came from pastors, because pastors are what? Always there for everybody. Everybody's always calling on them, and they have to be available there, you know, helping to raise the flock and guide the sheep, so they can't not have, you know, an open door policy. So to hear that that came from them, that's a extra double sized gem that you just dropped. But the fact that it holds so much truth and power to it, because what it's saying that you have to have some guardrails, period.
Yep.
That is what that means. You have to have some guardrails, and that means that, and that guard is all around you where it cannot be breached. Everybody just can't walk in and expect to be in. You have to be able to hold people at an arm's distance. You remember when they used to say back in the day, you have to deal with people, certain people, with a long-handled spoon. That meant you had to keep them at a distance. Well, by the same token, you have to have an element of protection around yourself, because if you're always available for everyone, what takes away from what energy and attention you give to one thing takes away from another. So if you're all available, if you're always available, you have depleted the attention that you need for other things that require what? Discipline and focus.
Right. Commitment.
Ooh. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, she's dropping lugs and bombs all over the place.
Yep, discipline and commitment. And like you said, there's a guardrail. You know, in other terms, you have to set boundaries. You have to. If not, you know, you can deplete yourself, and then when it's time for you to want to work on your goals, you don't have the energy, and those same individuals that you gave all your energy, in most cases, they will not be around.
That is so true. And if they are around, they're still expecting you to use your energy to save them, because nine times out of ten, I mean, when it's business, you know who to huddle with. Okay, no nonsense. They're not on the phone. We're hoping that, you know, you have that ear that's going to bend and be available all the time for the issues or the problems. But when you're in that huddle, you know who to huddle with, because they're getting things done. Okay, they don't have time like Aretha Franklin to be on the phone to sit and chit and chit-chat and smile. Neither does people that are on the move doing, walking in purpose, being productive, you know.
Absolutely.
So, I really can appreciate, and it went right back to the pastor and her husband, the pastor and first man. Right?
Yep. Yes. Yep. Right.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what I would like to share is something that my sister, my birth sister, Anita, when
okay.
it came to jobs, she told me early on, she said, you don't work for the job works for you.
All right.
Now, I'm a teenager. So, you know, when you, as a teenager, I'm still impressionable and I'm still, you know, being nurtured into the woman that I will become. So by her saying that to me and me planting that inward and being hired at one of the companies that she was a supervisor at, eventually
okay.
she moved up through the ranks. But at that time, she wasn't my hiring manager. But having been told that level of power, she's basically letting me know that I'm holding the key. Okay? I'm holding the
mm-hmm.
key to my destiny. You don't work for the job. The job works for you. So when that job ceases to work for you, you find another job.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I never forgot that. And I passed it on to my kids because
okay.
how many people have we watched? Like you were saying earlier, you give all your time, and then when you look around, those people aren't there for you. Well, it also applies to a job. You can get a job 50 years, and they will give you a gold-plated pen.
Yep.
See you later out the door. You're getting less than $1,000 a month in retirement. Now you're a greeter at Walmart to match that with your retirement check so that you can make it. So we have to be able to speak power over ourselves and walk in purpose in as far as it is as much as possible. But that
yeah.
mantra from my sister let me know that I held the key, see, so I can look around the place and see what is serving me in here or not.
You're so correct.
You know, so that was something for me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the women that raised us, that made an impact in our lives, who we will be talking about in the second installation of Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor. We're hoping that you will join us. I'm hoping that bringing my guests to these airwaves, it will encourage you to come forth, their contributors. And I hope that it will encourage you to become a contributor to Gumbo for the Soul Anthologies. We focus on health and wellness, and the stigma that we are confronted with is that we don't always like to talk about our health, okay? We don't want to talk about it at home with our family, so we sure don't want to write it in a book and have it blasted all over the world, but that's what we need so that we can break the stigma. So I'm employing and I'm asking you, as our listeners all around the world on these airwaves, to don't let anything be the reason. When I was compiling Gumbo for the Soul, whew, you're talking about going through life, the vicissitudes of life. As I told you, I would exhaust the little 12 minutes we have left, or excuse me, the little 16 minutes we have left, in addition to the rest of your weekend, trying to tell you the challenges that I overcame through all the books that we have put on the shelves and out there. Life does not stop because you're writing a book. And so life is not going to stop for you to tell your story. I'm asking you to give life a run for its money and to write your story, what? While you're going through whatever you're going through. I've been through it all. I would love to hear your story. I've heard it all. I've heard stories that I couldn't even bear to read the entire book. I had to commit to the first chapter and the last chapter. And whoo, I've had people on the woman at the well with testimonies of being left for dead, set on fire, shot in the back, hitting dead with hammers, everything. So we need to talk about what we go through in life, and especially women, men too. We need to break the stigma of silence, and we need to talk. So please visit GumbleCookStoreInternational.com. Submit your story. Talk about the men and women of honor who have made a difference and an impact in your lives. Talk about the struggles of overcoming. There are four calls for submissions out right now. Call to serve. Suicide is not the answer. Women of honor, the second installation, and men of honor, the second installation. And we want to make sure that these books deliver. Like wineries, Gallo is not going to deliver a wine before it's time. Well, like Gumbo for the Soul, I cannot put a book out that's not a book. I can give our audience a few stories. So I'm employing all of you within the sound of my voice to get in this publication and make a difference, especially to those with the disparaging underlying conditions that are a result of different factors, diet, lack of diet, exercise, lack of exercise, and health disparaging results from the medical industry, pharmaceuticals, whatever the case may be. But let's talk about it. Silence is not golden in this case. Now, sister friend, Carla J. Curtis, what prompted your submission, being supported as you are, being a core contributor to our second installation of Women of Honor, which I'm so thankful and so grateful. But what prompted the submission that in the few moments that we have left, and not to give it all away, but tell us a tidbit about it.
Okay.
What we can anticipate.
Well, the story that I wrote for this next edition coming out in 2022, it is honoring my cousin's late wife. She passed away a couple of years ago, and we were close. And it was the year anniversary of her passing, and I was not having a great day. Actually, I was very emotional. And, you know, got depressed and just emotional. And so I said, you know what helps me is writing. So I just started thinking about a few conversations that we've had over the years, and I just came up with a story. So basically, honoring her, her and my cousin had been married probably about 20 years at that time. They had a young son. He was 12 then. He's like 14 now. And just I wanted to talk about the love that she had for my cousin and how she used to talk about him in such a positive manner. I mean, she just loved my cousin. And so thinking about that those conversations, and then the fact that, you know, she got cancer, I can't remember what type, and, you know, the last time I saw her, we were all together, and we had dropped her and my cousin off at the hotel, my little cousin, and she was going to check on my cousin, her husband. She's like, we want to make sure he's got something to eat, and that was the last time I saw her. She had passed away. So I wanted to honor her and so that my little cousin can have something that he can read, that someone, you know, loved his mother enough to honor her and my cousin.
Ooh, amen.
I shared it with him first, you know, to get permission, and he was, he couldn't believe it. And I was like, these are the things that the Lord gave to me to share. And if you knew her, we called her Tony. Her name was Antoinette. She was very private, a very private person. But with me, she let me in, and we used to just talk about just a lot of things, but specifically her relationship with my cousin. So mm-hmm. some of the things he did not know that she and I talked about. So mm-hmm.
And didn't know that you were, because she's so private, that she had opened up to you at that level.
Right, at that level, yes, because she was very private.
Wow.
And, you know, he was honored that I would even take the time, you know, to do it. And, you know, for me, she and I are in the same age bracket, and it was just mm-hmm. like, you know, one day she's fine, next thing you hear she's got cancer, and then and now she's gone. So I just felt like I needed to just honor her, her strength, her being, you know, loving to everyone, even when she was sick, and just being resilient. And so that's why I felt the need to, again, honor her during that, you know, just honor her. Because, again, writing is therapeutic for me, so I had to get these things, you know, on from pen to paper to, again, help me, but also, most importantly, to honor her.
Well, you know, she sounds like a very beautiful person and someone
yeah.
that you grew close to. And the beautiful
mm-hmm.
part is, like you were saying, your little cousin will know that someone loved his mother enough to speak words into existence that are tangible, that will be able to be read, held in. There's nothing like seeing something tangible in your hand, and you're reading it, and you're like, wow, you know, this is an honor. This is beautiful. And for anyone that is listening, we are still developing the book cover concept. So if there's any artists that are out there that are interested in submitting their artwork as a concept for Women of Honor 2, Gumbo for the Soul, please feel free to go to the website, gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. There's a contact form that you can fill out right on that first page. It's not cumbersome to find, and I do respond as quickly as possible. And I would love, I always like when we have new, fresh people, that we can give the opportunity to share the platform with. So I don't want anyone to feel as though they're a novice and that they would not be, you know, highly considered for either their written submission or their work of art, because I am very big on that. We all have to start from somewhere. And, of course, you know, my first book was what? My first book. I had to start there. So I want you to start here with the, if we would be your first time getting published, it would be my honor. And I would be remiss if I didn't go back to what you said, Carla. You said that the reason why you submitted to the first book, Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, was by invitation of the editor at that time. So we want to shout out to Eve's Literary Service, and that would be Lorraine Elza and Sharon Stinson Gray. And we want to thank them for their time, their dedication, due diligence, and service to producing these phenomenal works. So now we only have a few minutes left. We're going to have our outro song. I love the intro song, Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All, and I definitely want you to feel the outro song as well. It's the flip side, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I want to allow you, Carla, to let our listeners know where they can reach you. You have a multitude of books that are out, motivational books that include A Single Woman's Parenting Journey, Survival Tidbit, A Date with Jesus, A Woman's Guide to a Closer Relationship with the Lord, Grip the Rope, Prayers for the Single Mothers, and the contemporary short story, The Blessings of Snowflakes. So please, where can our listeners grab a copy of your books? I'm hoping that sometime in 2022 we can get you back on here so that we can find out more about how you processed your writing journey. We have several shows that discuss the literary journeys. A Book is Born is one of my favorites because I ask the same questions to, you know, different guests, and they all have different answers, and it just blows me away hearing the process that people go through writing. So, but where can our listeners find you, grab a copy of your book, and anything coming up? I know we've been in the house due to COVID, but if you have anything online or anything coming up, besides being a core contributor to the second installation of Gumbo for the Soul Women of Honor and being a contributor to Gumbo for the Soul Women of Honor Special Pink Edition that came out in 2010, what else can we expect from you?
Well, right now I'm just getting, you know, back into writing. Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Schomburg Library here locally at a book fair from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And doing that tomorrow. And as far as where you can, thank you. As far as where you can purchase my books, all of them can be purchased on Amazon. .com. Just put my name in, Carla J. Curtis, under books, and they will come up. And you can also, if you go to Google, I have a blog. I've been blogging for about 16 years. You just go to Google, put Carla's Reflections, and it will come up. You can check out my blog. I have different writings where I try to inspire. You know, some of them might be a rant about something. And I'm on Medium, and if you want to reach me directly, my email, Carla J. Curtis at iCloud.com.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being our guest, opening up this endeavor, Women of Honor, to encourage more contributors to our ongoing calls for submissions. Thank you for your diligence and patience, I should say, because we have had to push the deadline and the drop date out further. This is trying to do now. We're bringing it to the airwaves, and we're letting people know, listen, we're trying to do this, and we want to do it right. So
right.
I'm thankful that you would come on the air and assist us and to be a core contributor in ensuring that we were able to bring everything to production. Everything's taken care of. You join a handful of core contributors. So all we are asking for out of the public is for your stories, and you can go to, again, Gumbo for the Soul International, the home of Gumbo for the Soul Publications and Tri-Family Channel. Our website is www.gumboforthesoulinternational.com. I am Beverly Black, a.k.a. Beverly Black Johnson, the CEO of Gumbo for the Soul Publications, Tri-Family Channel, and Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the shine lights. I want to thank you again for your time and your attention. You could have been anywhere, but for you to tune in and listen to what we had to say today means a lot to me. Thank you again, Carla. We will be talking soon. God bless you and keep you, and enjoy the remainder of your evening.
Thank you for having me. God bless to you, too.
Okay, thank you. Good night. God bless.
the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place. So I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as a believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away. Happening to me. I found the way. The love of all inside of me. The greatest love of all. It is are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we use. Please you do.